Again, thank you for coming this evening to hear the gospel. I don't know if this helps preach or not, but I guess they want us to wear it. One other meeting this week is the children's meeting on Friday night in Rosebank, along with the other meetings that have been mentioned. We're going to read in Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9. We're going to read three verses. We're going to speak about three appointments. Three appointments. I got to work on Tuesday, and I think I looked at my emails, and I come back after break, and all of a sudden I realize I was supposed to have an appointment with the health and safety at 8 o'clock, and I called up and I said, I missed my appointment again. She said, no, you didn't. I said, no, I did. It said 8 o'clock. She said, actually, if you go down and look, she said, it's not. And I looked, and it was 10 o'clock. So I didn't miss my appointment. But sometimes we do miss. The other one was when I was in Labrador, so I missed the first one. There are other appointments that we maybe miss. Some appointments we want to take, some we don't. I have an appointment with a chiropractor, and I was looking today. I said, I don't remember when it was, so I looked at my calendar. I don't like missing that one. So I still have time. But there are other appointments that maybe we can miss. But I want to read of three appointments tonight and see if you can pick them out. But three appointments. And the three appointments are related to sin. So I want to try to be simple, but three appointments. Hebrews chapter 9. I'm going to read the middle verse first. And it says, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Now, just suppose for a minute that that's all there was. If all we had for our message was this, this would be a very sobering message. It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. That is a pretty serious, it's actually a very disheartening, it's a discouraging message. Appointed to die, and then judgment. But that's not all it is in our message, and that's not all it is in what I want to speak about tonight. So now we're going to go back to verse 26, and I want to give you everything that is found in these three verses. Now, it's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 26, for then must Jesus Christ often have suffered since the foundation of the world. It's related to the Old Testament offerings that if what Christ did was the same as what it was in the Old Testament, that he would have to come over and over and over. And the writer is saying, no, that is not the case. He is saying, if that was the case, Christ would have had to come over and over. But no, now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as, or just like, it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sin of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Three appointments. I don't know if you were able to pick them out, but we have here in the three verses that we have read, three appointments related to sin. The first one is the appointment of death. The second one is also related to sin. It is the appointment of judgment. And the third appointment is also related to sin. It's Christ's death on the cross. Three appointments for sin. I've been thinking of these verses since we got the news on Thursday afternoon. Shortly after lunch, I got a call from Wendy. Wendy was at another funeral, and she said, John passed away. And that came as a shock because I had been in to visit John on Tuesday evening. And I had messaged my cousin on Wednesday, and he said, yeah, he's about the same. Maybe a little weaker, but Thursday afternoon we got the message. John is gone. And the reality of death really strikes pretty deep. You know, I've been thinking of another verse. There's a verse in Job that says, man dies, and his body wastes away. And where is he? You see, this life is not all there is. You and I have an appointment. Every one of us here represent a funeral. Every one of us represent a coffin. And the Bible tells us that death is because of sin. You see, you and I are affected by sin. We have often referred to it as the disease of sin that has been passed on. It has been passed on right from our first parents, Adam and Eve. They weren't born with sin. They were actually created. And they did not have sin. But they deliberately disobeyed God. And that is when sin came into the world. And that has been passed on. You know, you and I are familiar with genetics. Bennett might act, somebody said here not too long ago that he actually looked like me. Well, I never really saw it, but I did see here a week or two ago, I was walking over to Bennett's, and he was sitting out in his little shop, his little garage on their property, and the way he was sitting, and I told him, I said, I could have swore it was my father. Well, that's genetics. There are characteristics that are passed on from my parents to me, to my son, to my daughter, to my grandchildren, and it is because of something that was in my parents, and it gets passed on. When it comes to sin, you and I have had the sin issue, and it's been passed on. And the Bible says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And tonight, because there is sin, that is why there is death. And so the appointment of death. You and I represent a funeral, a death. Maybe it is the older you get. I don't think it's because we get more morbid as we get older, but all of a sudden we start to think about it a little more. As you get older, and then you realize that if the time span that David speaks of 70 years is what our time is, and he says, if by reason of strength that might be 80 years old, and you leave your 40s and get into 50s, you realize I have less time left than what I had before. And maybe you start to think about it more. And maybe you see more people dying, but you and I, we have an appointment with death. The sobering thing is we don't know when. There are appointments that I can be ready for. I remember when I was writing my block 2 for machinist, I had been studying and finally said, okay, I knew what day it was. And so I was studying, I went in to write my exam, and right halfway through the apprenticeship officer, he said, David ready to write? I said, no, he hasn't started studying. He said, there's a block course next week. He said, I'd like to send you over to St. John. Can David write tomorrow? And all of a sudden, David had an appointment that he wasn't aware of. And I got back to work. I had wrote my exam, and I told David, I said, Pope wants you to see you here tomorrow to write the exam. And I said to my boss, you better send David home because he's expecting him tomorrow because they want us in St. John Monday morning. This was on Tuesday. And all of a sudden, there was an appointment, but David was able to get ready, and he passed. And the two of us went over to St. John for Monday morning. But there are appointments. There is an appointment that we don't know when it will take place. For my Uncle John, it was around 1:30 on Thursday. He had lots of other appointments before that. And some he could keep. It didn't matter if he kept them or not, but there was one appointment that he had to keep. It's an appointment that you will keep and that I will keep, and we won't be late. The appointment of death. The second appointment, if death is so sobering, the next one is even more sobering. It is appointed unto man that wants to die, but in this chapter we have, and then judgment. And so not only is it serious that you and I are going to face death, and we will answer it. The Bible says that there is a day that God has appointed, and sin will be judged by the man that he has set aside to do it, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Ben and I, we've talked today, but we didn't talk about the messages that we were going to speak. Likewise with Marcus. But Bennett has already presented to you a day of judgment. That is what this writer is talking about. Not only is there death, but there is another appointment. There is a judgment. You know, I have never been in court. I have, be careful what you say, I have never had to walk into a courtroom to pay a ticket. I have never been on trial. I've never went to witness any trial. But to be in a courtroom is a very serious thing, especially if you are there facing charges. Tonight, if the day of your appointed death comes and you are in your sin, this is an appointment that you will keep. Not in the courts of Prince Edward Island, but in the court of a holy and righteous one. The Bible tells us that it is the Lord Jesus who is the judge in that day. And tonight, that is what is in front of you if your sins have never been forgiven. The appointment of death, the appointment of judgment. I'm not here tonight to try and scare you, but I am here to try and make you think and to realize that to be alive and to be in a gospel meeting is a very serious thing. Because this life is not all there is. If we just lived our days here on earth and then that was the end of it, then it wouldn't matter. This book says that everything we do will be taken in judgment. You know, I don't have to tell you that not all of us have, none of us have lived a life without sin. Every one of us, we don't like to admit it, but every one of us have sinned against God. God. Right from the youngest, right to the oldest. Maybe you think, well, there's some young children here. You know what? It says that a baby, human nature, we go astray as soon as we're born, speaking lies. You think, how does a child speak lies? Well, maybe we never notice it with our kids, but if we didn't notice it with our kids, we certainly notice it with our grandkids. And the baby is there wailing away. You would think that somebody was cutting his or her foot off, and you pick them up, and the baby stops crying. Not a thing wrong. Because it's in our very nature to sin. The Bible says the day is coming when we will give an account. Whether it was in school, the exam would come. That is really the idea of a judgment or of whatever. Maybe that a report card's come out. When you're in the workplace, it's the yearly assessments. And our character, our actions are judged. Tonight, can I just be frank and to be serious that tonight you are facing judgment for your sin. The appointment of death, the appointment of judgment. But the last appointment that I want to speak about, you know tonight that you could eliminate the appointment with judgment. That's where I want to end off tonight. Tonight you are facing an appointment if you are still in your sins. And there is a provision that you could miss that appointment. Tonight if you are not saved, that appointment, I don't know when it is. It's not the appointment of death, I don't know when that is either. But there's the appointment of judgment. But there is another appointment that was kept. And I want to think just in the closing meetings of this minute, the closing minutes of this meeting. I guess I'm human. There was another appointment that was kept. And this appointment was arranged long before you and I were born. And in fact, we can go into the scripture and we know that this appointment was even made before the world began. There was a day when the Lord Jesus... There was a day set when the Lord Jesus would come into this earth and he would give his life for sin. You know, that's just a message of the gospel. Sometimes maybe we give the impression that God is a fearsome God and he's looking down with anger and he is just waiting to strike in wrath and judgment. No, he is not. God is a God, while he is holy and righteous, and he cannot overlook sin. God is a God who is full of mercy and grace. You know, sometimes they think that us grandparents are soft. And maybe we do get soft. And we see the grandchildren come in, and I think the kids wonder, why weren't you that lovey-dovey with us? Well, can I tell you tonight that there is a God in heaven, and the outpouring of his heart is that you might be saved, is that you would escape the judgment that is in front of you. And God has done everything that he can to allow it to be so. There was a day, there was a date set, there was an appointment set. When the Lord Jesus Christ, he would walk into the city of Jerusalem, knowing that he was going to be betrayed, and that he was going to be nailed, that he was going to be lifted up on a cross, and that he was going to give his life for sin, that he was going to bear the punishment. That is what we have read. Christ was once offered to bear the sin of many. Tonight, there is a provision for you. You know what the message of the gospel is? God is offering to you the forgiveness of sin. And it is based entirely on what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. Not on your works, not on how good of a person you are, but based entirely, completely on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus came into this world a perfect man, the only person in this world who never sinned. And thus he was qualified to be the bearer of sin, the one who could take the punishment for sin. Tonight, we are so glad that we can tell you of an appointment that was kept. The Lord Jesus never turned away from it. He knew it was coming, and he said, "My soul is pressed. I am yearning for that day when it will be carried out." He willingly gave his life to take the place of the sinner, to bear your punishment, so that you would not have to take the appointment of judgment. So tonight, as we close, three appointments. Your death, my death, it's because of sin. There is another appointment, the appointment of judgment. And if you are in your sins, that is on your calendar. But tonight, your sins could be forgiven. That appointment with the judge, with the holy judge, could be removed. Your sins could be forgiven tonight because of a third appointment. One that the Lord Jesus kept. The one where he gave his life for your sin, for my sin. I was 15 years old, and I understood really for the first time that he was wounded for my sins. He was there so that I could go free. He was there so I could be healed. You know, there's a bonus. I'm telling you tonight, you can miss the appointment with judgment. Those of us who are saved, we just might miss the appointment of death. And you might think, well, how's that going to be? I don't know if you noticed the last one. He says, the Lord Jesus someday will come. And for those believers who are alive when they come, he will take them, and he will take them to heaven. I may never see death. Someday the Lord will come, and those who are saved, he will take and he will, just like a magnet, and he will collect those who are redeemed. I might die, but I might miss it. But tonight, you won't miss death, and you won't miss judgment if you don't take advantage of the appointment that Christ kept. He died for sin on Calvary's cross. Trust him tonight and you could be saved. Shall we pray? Our Father, we give thanks tonight for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee that he came into the world. There was a day when it came, when the fullness of time was come. God sent his Son. And so we thank that the Lord Jesus has died on Calvary's cross. He not only was buried, but he rose again, and this evening there is a living Savior in heaven. We pray that there be individuals tonight would realize their need of a Savior and put their trust in him tonight. So take us home in safety, we'd ask. We pray for blessing and salvation in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.